conversation never stops on The Carton Show. Join Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle weekdays from 2 to 7. Call 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus presents the biggest summer in UFC history.
That's right, it's your boy, Anthony Gallo, and I got you all the way till 9 o'clock right here on WFAN in the greatest city in the world, NYC, New York City, the home, happy two-week anniversary, Knicks fans, the home of the NBA champions of 2026, and we got a lot to get into today. The Mets, still a disaster. The Yankees, free-falling. I don't really think it's that much of a concern right now, but we have to jump into it. The Yankees will be okay. This is a small blip, a small bump in the road in what is a 162-game grind for this Yankees team. Yes, they have not gotten the offensive output that they thought they would get from guys like Jazz and certain supporting cast characters. But this is a team that does not have Aaron Judge right now. This is a team that does not have Giancarlo Stanton. They have dealt with injuries to guys like Trent Grisham. And even in a stretch where they go 3-7, even over this three-game losing streak, they are still two and a half above the They are a half game above the Rays. They are still the number one team in the American League. And no, they are not keeping pace with the bigger teams in the National League, but that does not matter in the moment. What matters in the moment is the Yankees figuring out a way to get production out of guys that are not named Bellinger, out of guys that are not named Rice, and on a smaller sample, guys that are not named Goldschmidt. And they had their struggles against the Red Sox last regular season, and we saw how that played out. And this Red Sox team is trending towards a rebuild, trending towards an entire teardown. So, yes, these losses are not great because they are a bad team. They are losing to a hated rival. But I do not expect a team that, even without Judge, has the most runs scored in the American League. The only team that comes close to them is the Minnesota Twins. They have given up the least amount of runs in the American League. So when you talk about a 162-game grind, this is just yet another small slump with a team that is missing its biggest star, one of the biggest stars in the sport. This is a small bump in the road for a team that finally got almost healthy pitching-wise. We're still waiting for Max Fried to come back. And we'll get all the updates on that as the show goes along. But this is a team that I don't have the same fears when it comes to October, late October, you know, dry spells from the offense or a struggles from the pitching staff like we saw last year. They have maybe the top candidate. I think he's the top candidate for the Cy Young in Cam Schlittler. They have Ben Rice, who is playing like an MVP. When they get Judge back, they will get an actual MVP back. Cody Bellinger has been fine. And over their last 30 days, I guess it's about 26 games, they have had, you know, contributions from guys like Paul Goldschmidt. That is a plus. But it's where they get the contributions from other guys like a Jazz, like whether it's a Jose Caballero, an Anthony Volpe, the guys along this roster that are not supposed to carry the team, but you're going to need guys like that, Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, young players also to step up. And I think Goldschmidt hitting is a positive for the sense that when Judge does get back, the uncertainty that is Stanton doesn't matter as much because you can DH Goldschmidt. This is also the most complete team when we talk about non-offensive areas of the game that I've seen in the Aaron Boone era. This is the best pitching staff he's ever had. Yes, the bullpen is not perfect, and a lot of you will call today, 888-808-1019, and tell me how much they need help in the bullpen. Their bullpen is fine. They do need help. Everyone needs help in baseball. Their starting rotation is the best Aaron Boone has ever had. Defensively, yes, they have had their blips over the last 2 weeks, but for the majority of the season, they have been a stout defensive team. They don't run the bases. They don't have the issues that we had 2 years ago running the bases. This is a team that'll be fine in the end. And I know it's tough for me to just sell you on hope. It's tough for me to just sell you on everything's going to be okay, but this is a team with a track record. They may not have the World Series championships. What they do have is consistency. And I can't predict what'll happen in October. I can only go off of what I've seen now. And yes, I've seen the role players on this team struggle in Judge and Stanton's absence. We've seen that. To a more impactful extent, we've seen Jazz not be able to get the job done. And I thought today was going to be the difference. Today was the day I actually thought he was going to come through with a big hit. And he did not. And Caballero did not help the situation prior to that, challenging a ball that was clearly a strike. And with confidence, nonetheless, which is, on a different note, the funniest aspect of ABS. The confidence in which hitters are wrong. But this Yankees team is going to be all right. And I ask you, as Yankee fans, and I know the negative mindset that a lot of you have, where you're going to answer this. But are they in trouble, or is this just a small bump in the road, a typical slump, a June swoon over a 162-game gauntlet that is the baseball season? 888-808-1019. And I think these losses hurt, and they hurt because they're against the Red Sox. I think they hurt most of all because it's against a team that is bad, that is 11 games under 500. Clearly, my math, not great if you haven't noticed. Don't laugh at that, Alex. I'm not a Yankee fan, so maybe from the outside looking in, it is easier to see the whole picture. Where you panic with your own team, it's easier to look around the league and say, I only view two teams. Right now, I do think the Dodgers are a better team. I do think that even in their injuries, the Braves are a better team than the Yankees. That does not mean the Yankees cannot beat them in a seven-game series. That doesn't mean by the end of the season, my opinion won't change. In the moment, that also doesn't matter. Because what matters is where they sit in the American League. How we feel about them compared to their counterparts in the American League. And Yankee fans are going to jump off the ledge. They're going to wave the white flag. They're going to hit the panic button. But this is not a reason to panic. They are still 14 games over 500. They are 14 games over 500 with their star not playing. And I'm not saying they are 14 games 500 without him. I'm just saying that's where they sit. And yes, they are 3-7. When you look around the American League, no one is playing well. So they have time to figure this out. Legitimately, the only team playing well right now is the Houston Astros. In this 10-game stretch, the Rays have only picked up two games on them. And that is the competition. So when we sit here and we dissect what's wrong with the team, and there are things wrong with this team. They do have flaws. They have less flaws than 95% of Major League Baseball. Even, the Dodgers, I think, are a perfect team. Healthy, they are a perfect team when you think about everything they have, pitching, bullpen, offense, defense. The Braves, even if I think in the moment are a better team than the Yankees, they have flaws. They have injuries. They are not getting back this year. And again, my only issue with the Yankees pertains to teams that play in the National League. And you know when that matters? The World Series. The Yankees are so much better than every single team in the American League outside of the Rays. And the Rays, they are still clearly, in my opinion, a better team that even if they didn't get Judge back, I have no fears of them winning the division. Even if they didn't get Judge back, I have no fears of them winning the American League best record overall, number one seed, going into the playoffs. The key is when they get to October, and Judge is coming back. Like that is, I don't think that is a concern right now. He is coming back. You know, we've only gotten one update on him, and that was over 2 weeks ago. But that is within the timeline. So the thought is sometime between July 4th and July 25th, you know, I'm going to even make it a little bit bigger. We are getting Aaron Judge back. The Yankees may still be in first place in both the division and the league at that point. Even with the setbacks to Stanton, they still view it as him having a chance to be back early July, mid-July. And if it's mid-July, he'll come back after the All-Star break. That's okay. They are going to have pieces returning, and they are going to make moves. I do not think that Brian Cashman is going to sit on his hands. I cannot fathom this guy walking into the office August 1st, getting ready for the home stretch of the season without making moves. Yes, the market is not as bountiful as it used to be. With the added wild cards, teams are still in it. When you look at, and the last time I spoke to you, it was a better picture of how Major League Baseball looked for the Yankees. Now, you have the Angels and the Royals only sit 6.5 back. The Tigers only sit 5.5 back. The Red Sox, who suck, are only 4.5 back. These teams will blow it up. We will not know what's available till closer to the end of July because of where they sit in the standings. When it comes to the National League, you have a clearer picture. The Mets, the Giants, and the Rockies are terrible. Now, the Rockies do not have much to poach. The Mets, the Giants, they do. If the Mets are smart, they will not sit there and balk at offers because it's the Yankees. You don't have the opportunity to do that when you're a second-rate franchise like my New York Mets are. But to talk to you in a more logical term, what I am trying to do is I'm trying to temper expectations from Yankee fans who are going to tell me they should go get Mike Trout, who are going to tell me they should go get this big name or that big name or this guy. Tyreek Skubal is not the guy that they need right now. Sure, if they start to hit and it's clear that they have the bats and you're like, you know what, we could go hit a home run and not have to give up a lot. And even if he's a rental, we don't care because we're looking at October in 2026 and not beyond. Sure, you could sell me on that. Right now, I don't view with Max Fried on the mend, I do not view this team as needing to go chase a guy like Tyreek Skubal. What they need to do is shore up the depth on this roster, give themselves options offensively that are not just when Ryan McMahon gets healthy, but it's not just McMahon, Caballero, Volpe, guys like Grisham, and then relying on rookies who I like. I think Dominguez can play. I think Dominguez just has to stay healthy. I think he could play. Spencer Jones, I'm not worried about what he's done so far, even if it hasn't been, you know, gaudy. He's a young kid, you know, playing in his first taste of Major League action. When it comes to a guy like Jason Dominguez, I've seen enough. I think this kid can play. And him too. He hasn't hit the cover off the ball this year. But again, they are going to have to rely on that right now, which is why I think they need to go add these more role player types. They don't need to hit a home run and go after a superstar. Mike Trout, first of all, is not a logical thought because why would the Yankees blow up their farm system for an aging star who has injury problems? And also, you have to worry about the uncertainty of next year. And if there is a season, is there going to be a salary cap? And I know you guys do not want to hear that, but that is the reality of baseball. They cannot absorb a gigantic contract right now if it means that next year there's going to be a salary cap. We do not know how grandfathering in certain teams that are already up against or over the cap is going to work. There is a lot of aspects that push back against the notion of trading for a retainable star. What they could do is get rentals. That's fine. You want to go out and get a guy that, like a scooble, but on a hitter's notion that is available and you're able to chase him and not have to rely on a big contract next year, maybe they go and get creative. A lot of people have pushed back on me against this, but a guy like the young catcher from Colorado, Hunter Goodman, who, why would the Rockies be, you know, if the Yankees are going to go out there, you'd probably have to give up a Spencer Jones. I think that's a fair trade-off when their ages are not much different from each other. And one looks like a stud and would immediately give you a right-handed bat, catcher, good catcher, has pop. But this is just conjecture. We're just speaking out ideas. The whole point of this is the Yankees are not in trouble. They have time to figure this out. They have time to get things right. So when Judge is back, they're firing on all cylinders. They have time to figure this out. The hope is somebody in this lineup will step up. And when October gets here, you're not just looking at, which is a good enough lineup to win with, a top-heavy lineup of Rice, Bellinger, and Judge. Stanton, if he's healthy. But what you're looking at is a lineup that maybe is six, seven guys deep that are guys that can give you productive at-bats, can get the little things done, as well as coming through with a clutch hit. Jazz has to be better. That is, it's not an argument, it's a fact. And I am a Jazz supporter. I think the guy is an awesome baseball player. He has not been good enough this year. And he's on pace for at least 2020. He could still turn around with a hot end of June, start to July. He could still turn around and be on pace for 30-30. He's not hitting 50, that's for sure. But this guy can still be productive. He has to be better. He has not been the biggest problem with the Yankees, but he is one of, in my opinion, the five most important guys coming into the season for this team. We did not expect Ben Rice to play like an MVP. And right now, a 713 OPS is not cutting it. His other numbers would be fine if he was hitting the ball more regularly, if he was getting on base more consistently. That is a problem. But overall, I am not concerned about this team. Overall, I am not sitting here thinking that the Yankees are going to, I can't. I do not. I'm not one of these people that thinks just because they're the Yankees. It goes with anything. The laundry doesn't determine how I view a team when it comes to the current season. The Mets are a disaster of an organization always, but they're a disaster this year because they're a disaster this year. It may be because they're not a well-run organization. But I can't sit here and look at the Yankees and say they're going to fail in October because of previous iterations. Because they also last year hit but did not pitch. Whereas other years, they did not hit when they pitched well in October. Last year, they also were not 100% healthy going into October. They were one of the more banged up teams in all of baseball. So for me to look at this offense and also tell you they're not going to hit in October when they don't have Judge, when they don't have Stanton, when they don't have Grisham, I think that it is a reactionary, a very in-the-moment thought. All I could do is take what's presented to me and use that information. The Dodgers, prior to Ohtani, were not this successful, you know, World Series after, you know, every year in and out team that they were until they got over the hump. Look at the Phillies. Yes, they struggled mightily this year, but they've been good. The Phillies have been good since the middle of 2022, and they struggle in October. When I look at the Phillies right now, I cannot project that going forward. What I project is a team that I think is going to be a problem in the National League in October. So for Yankee fans that are going to call up and be like, it's the same story every year. They're not going to hit. They're not going to field. They're not going to pitch when it matters most. I'm not buying into that. Judge will be back. We hope Stanton will be back. I think with the addition of, and it is an addition of Ben Rice taking this gigantic step, this team has the ability to get the job done. They need to make moves. They need to make tweaks, but they have the ability to get it done. I always reference 2009. That team was not perfect going into the deadline. What they did make was smaller moves. I think it was Jerry. I always forget the three moves they made, but Jerry Harrison was one of them. Eric Hinsky was another. These were marginal moves that ended up being big moves, but they moved them into a better position. The Yankees need a couple of middle inning guys, in my opinion. I don't think they need to. They can get. It always helps to get good back end of the bullpen help, but the Yankees just need to go out and shore up those middle innings. Give those guys who have been good, like Hedrick, like Cruz, a little bit of a breather. They need to go out there and add depth. If they could go out and add a piece that can help at third base, can help at shortstop by times, if they could go out there and add a bat, you know, maybe a catcher where you could slot Austin Wells, who's been awful, to being the backup. Ali Sanchez has actually been a little bit of a surprise, but that's not good enough. I also believe that if you're only blemish, which is not the case for the Yankees right now, they have a few holes in that lineup. But if they go into October and guys are hitting and maybe they add somebody and you're looking at 7-8 guys deep and your catcher is the only position you're not getting offense from, I could live with that if they're playing good defense. That's where they are at. They're going to be okay. Yankee fans, you're not going to believe that. You are a negative bunch. For a team with as much success as you've had in your lifetime and the consistency, and you've never had to live through, most of you, you know, like Alex's arm's age, have never had to live through dysfunction like the Mets have had my entire life. So yes, the World Series have dried up a bit, but you're still one of the premier franchises in the sport. You're a team that always has a shot to win it every year. This year, no different. So the negativity is lost upon me, but this team is good enough. They have the best pitching staff in baseball, and it's not even healthy yet. Max Fried will be back at some point. They have one of the best offenses in baseball. They don't even have Judge and Stanton for the majority of the season. They will be back at some point. So again, I ask you, are they in trouble or is this just a bump in the road? 888-808-1019. Dom and New Rochelle, you kick us off today, Dom. What's up?
Let's go. All right. What's up, man? Yeah, I'm one of those Yankee fans that's not negative. I've been blessed as a Yankee fan all my life and also of us being in it every single year. Right. Listen, the AL is the worst I've seen in a long time. The Yankees should win the pennant. They are clearly the best team in the AL. And then you play that one really good NL team. Yeah, okay, I think the Dodgers are better than the Yankees. I do. But the Dodgers may not be there. Their road to the World Series
right.
is way tougher
100%.
Than the Yankees' road. This is one of the best rotations I've seen in a long time. They're going to bolster up at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter that much anymore in the regular season, like it does to position yourself in the playoffs, but it's all about October with the Yankees, and it's a blessing as a Yankee fan all my life that every year I can say that. Like the Knicks this year, Ant. It's like the Knicks this year. It matters in the playoffs. Like, everybody thought OKC would be in the finals, but they weren't. So, I mean, the NL is a rough road to get to the World Series. The AL, the Yankees are clearly number one, and I'll take my chance in the World Series because they are there. They're in that spot.
And how many times have we seen these juggernauts make the World Series and fail? Like, we've seen it. Like,
fail.
And you've been on the other side of that. You know, the Yankees make the World Series in 2003, and they lose to the Marlins, and none of us expected that. It is not, and great call, Dom. I am not also telling you as a Yankee fan, you can't be concerned and you can't have a little bit of doubt. What I don't understand is you act like this team isn't always in it. And this is the most difficult, in this sport, in my opinion, it is the most difficult to consistently make the World Series. I think it's the hardest in the NBA because of how much one team can end up controlling the entire league. And now there is a lot of parity and different ways to build. I do think in the NBA, it's the hardest to actually win the title. I don't think it's that hard to sustain success. In baseball, yes, you could spend and you could spend and you could spend. You could be the Blue Jays or the Mets and you're not consistently in it. Or, you know, the Dodgers are not just consistently in it because they spend a ton of money. The Yankees are not just consistently in it because they spend a ton of money. They're consistently in it because they're well-run franchises that understand what it means to be in that position. Look at the Padres. They've consistently spent. And outside of 2022, they've never sniffed a World Series. So that is why I want to reiterate this. I don't get on Yankee fans that are negative because they have doubt or concerns. I get on it because you treat this organization like they're second rate and they're not. And Brian Cashman, whether you like it or not, is the best person in this sport actively. The only other GM in my lifetime in this sport I'd put ahead of him is Theo Epstein, and he's not around anymore. He's trying to play owner, not GM. So I trust Brian Cashman. I trust the Yankees, and I also trust this roster that is very talented that they're going to get it done. They need to make moves. They need to make moves, but they are not big blockbuster moves that are needed. And they won't be. And a lot of you will not be happy until the results happen because of that, because you want your shiny toy. You're not going to get it, and that's okay.